The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 10 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Hey, Scott.
I have a scratchy voice. I am so grateful to know that I, too, am a son of God that is loved by Him, always has been, always will be. I think of my own children. I almost think maybe He loves us more when we're struggling. I think of my own kids, the ones that are off doing good. They just get a little bit more in my heart, a little bit more in my prayers, and I have a feeling Heavenly Father is kind of that same way. He just has to try a little bit harder on us that are struggling a little bit more. So that's the way I look at it. But I've a number of things that have been in my mind tonight as we've been reading through the step. A couple words jumped out at me. It says, in taking step 10, you will no longer have to resort to a variety of things. Those two words, have to. A lot of people in this program I hear say that, you know, their addiction did nothing for them. It brought them no good in their life, did nothing for them. They can't understand why they do it. Well, I think these two words kind of sum it up. It was doing something for them. It was numbing their pain. It was numbing my pain. It was giving me somewhere to hide. But I don't have to do that anymore. This accountability step is a gift. To be able to tell someone you're sorry, to unload that, to admit it, take it out of your shame bank and move it to the guilt column where you're actually repenting and confessing and getting over it is just such a powerful gift. And I am so grateful to have learned that it was right there in front of me all along, because I've done a lot of blaming, a lot of, not so much justifying, but a lot of blaming, a lot of resentment over the years. And 35 years of that gets really tiring. And it takes a lot of work, a lot more work, I think, than just owning up to something. Because once you do, most of the time, the hard part's done for me. The other thing that jumped out at me is that this section, I've often thought about this step regarding confessing to wrongs and owning up to mistakes and that kind of thing. But I came across a different way tonight as we were reading it, because I agree we shouldn't be looking back and rehashing things we've been repented of and been forgiven of for years. But sometimes as I'm continuing to look and evolve and peel the layers of my soul off, as you will, and learning a little bit more about myself as people push my buttons, which they continue to do, I learned that I'm still holding on to some faulty beliefs about life, about how things are, about how God feels about me, how people in life are going to treat me. And this admitting when you're wrong, I think for me, is real important to realize and admit I've been living a lie. Satan done a real good job on probably most of us at convincing us of a lot of things that aren't true, both about others as well as ourselves. And occasionally I get a little glimpse and go, wow, am I really doing that? Am I really still believing that? Am I still treating God like my father? Am I still treating my kids, you know, like they had perfect parents? And it's really illuminating to have those little aha moments, but it's this step that gives those moments power to be able to make that change, admit I was wrong about myself, and to be able to let go of that as well and to move on. One other thing that was coming out to my mind as I was reading through this step tonight, there was like, I went, scanned back through the step again, and there's like 8 or 9 references to fear within this step. And I've done that other times in other steps, and fear is a pretty regular thing throughout the 12-step program. That's something to avoid or something to work through. And it seems to me, I've tried evaluating a lot of things as to why I do the wrong things and why I don't do the right things. And I bet high 90% of the time, I'm doing it or not doing it because of fear. Fear of disappointing others or myself, fear of failure, fear of not fitting in, all those different things. And I'm really trying to do a better job of recognizing when that fear feeling comes, that that's probably Satan whispering something in my ear or some faulty belief I have that is based on a lie that is creating that fear. But I'm learning how important it is to face those fears and do something positive about it. And that's a scary thing, but I'm also learning how that vulnerability that we have whenever we're doing anything, whether it's starting a new job, asking someone for a date, all, I mean, name it, anything, the good that happens in our life, is there's some risk associated with it. Just coming to this group tonight, you know, there's a certain amount of vulnerability of putting ourselves out there. But that's how we're wired. We're wired to connect, and it's often going to be have some sort of risk associated with it. And anything good, we got to take that step. And that's this whole step is about that accountability. You got to own up. That's kind of scary, but that's where the good and the growth is going to come. And that's where I've seen probably all the growth come in my life is by having the courage to risk vulnerability when it gets scary. And I bear witness that God knows me better than I do, and he's more wise and more powerful than Satan in any scenario, and he can see me through it, and he sees each of us through it. And by holding his hand and really leaning on him, he can get us through anything that's scary. And I leave you that witness, and I bear my testimony that our Savior, his atonement is real, and he really can make us whole. He can't just, he's not limited to sometimes what we limit ourselves. Like, he can give me sobriety. Okay, sobriety's fine and great, but that's not whole. There's a whole lot of baggage that goes with being whole, and he is slowly making me whole, and I'm so grateful for that, and I bear that with witness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 10 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.